This research was funded by HRSA, Division of Transplantation. I'd like to acknowledge them for funding this work. And I'd also like to acknowledge my co-investigators, Christine Baylitz, Executive Director of the South Dakota Lions, iBank, and Spirit of the North Tissue Services, Arliss Keckler, a member of the Cheyenne River Oglala Sioux Tribe and our Tribal Outreach Specialist on this project, and Dr. Manoj Sharma from the University of Cincinnati. The pictures that you see in this presentations are participants in the intervention development component of this effort, and you will notice that their names are offered, and as well as some of the some parts of their stories. Background. For American and Indian and Alaska Natives, there's a dire need for kidney transplantation largely because of the epidemic of type 2 diabetes. Disparities in type 2 diabetes are well known by public health nurses, yet our efforts often focus on prevention, early detection, and management. And when we think about primary, secondary, and tertiary prevention of diabetes, the reality for people for whom there is an excessive burden of diabetes is end-stage renal disease as an outcome, which, of course, the only treatment is transplantation. Unfortunately, consent rates for transplantation when given the opportunity to donate at the time of brain death are lower among American Indian people than among the general population. Unfortunately, few people have tested ways to improve this strategy, and this is the first study to do so. Our purpose was to test a theory-based intervention to increase consent and intent for organ and tissue donation among reservation-dwelling American Indian adults. We wanted to know whether the intervention produced changes in intention to serve as an organ and tissue donor. Our methods, we used a community-based participatory research design, quasi-experimental, with the control being control counties where there was an equivalent population of American Indian people. The pre and post design of pre-exposure to the intervention and post-test measurement was at the time of intervention delivery, both before the intervention and after. Our setting was four Northern Plains tribes. All participants were adults and reservation dwellers. Here you see the state of South Dakota and the tribal lands. The tribal lands in yellow are the intervention sites. A theoretical framework. This was derived from behavioral theory, specifically the trans-theoretical model of behavior change, but within the cultural context of storytelling and generosity or gift-giving among the people. The work was guided by a community advisory board, which selected the theory, which also embraced the cultural perspective and guided the intervention development. The community-based participatory research approach that we used was evaluated by an instrument published by Green, and there's a range of CBPR participation from low to very, very high, and in this study we wanted it about in the middle, which is where our advisory board evaluated it. The constructs from the trans-theoretical model that were applied in the intervention were stage of readiness, self-efficacy, pros and cons, and the processes of change. The behavioral intervention was given a name in the Lakota language. It was modeled after the Minority Tissue Transplant Education Project developed by Dr. Clive Callender as the first effort to outreach to minority populations, specifically African American, for organ and tissue donation. We had culturally tailored print, video, and social marketing messages, radio announcements on Indian Country Radio, interviews with interview scripts with the outreach coordinator, but the most important component of the intervention was a video which was produced and derived from stories of people who either consented to donate a kidney or their family member donated, or they were a recipient of an organ or tissue. The data was gathered after promotion of organ and tissue donation at community gatherings, work sites, churches, powwows, and other events. The educational program was delivered by a tribal outreach coordinator, but other materials were distributed by community health resource workers on the reservation. Our measures, we measured pre and post exposure stage of readiness to become an organ and tissue donor. We modified an instrument developed by Mark Robinson, who is works with Prochaska's team in Rhode Island. The participants in our advisory board did not like the time element of the stages of readiness, the language of 6 months, in the next month, I intend to do this in the next 6 months. They really felt that it was important to take out that time dimension, so we had to revise the instrument and do some reliability and validity estimates before we did this research, but we think that measure was strengthened using that approach. We also looked at the number of donor cards signed and the driver's license designation as an organ donor. In South Dakota, the driver's license registration is our organ donor registry. We also looked at the number of organ and tissue donations within the target population. In this presentation, I'm just focusing on changes in stage of readiness. Our data analysis, change in donor intent. We use McNamara's test of significance for dependent samples, and we compared their pre-exposure stage of readiness to post-exposure. All participants were at the pre-contemplation or contemplation stage for this data analysis, and participants were categorized as not progressing in stage of change or progressing. Here you see the distribution of stage of change by pre-exposure in the yellow to post-exposure in the gray, and the change in stage and progression in stage was statistically significant using McNamara's test. We had participants who progressed to the preparation stage, which was taking a step in the direction towards becoming an organ and tissue donor, signing a donor card, or talking to family. But in order to achieve the action stage, the participant needed to sign an organ and tissue donor card, and follow-up verification had to occur with family members, and the participants consented to that follow-up, and then the outreach coordinator followed up with those families. Here we see a different slide where we look at the number of people exposed, 1,580, and the actual number of participants who signed a donor card, 268, and 175 of those consented to family follow-up and were verified. The limitations of this work, we had a single group design. We did have comparison counties, however, we did not have a true control group. We could not collect demographic data, so I cannot tell you about the age distribution of these participants. The advisory board wanted very, very minimal data collection in this study. It was a very sensitive topic on the reservations and a very spiritual topic as well. Verification of family notification was problematic. The funding protocol from HRSA required that you measure notification of family, which we can understand from a healthcare provider standpoint. When you make the decision about organ and tissue donation, it's the family making that decision at the end of life. But reaching families on the reservation where limited phone access, even mail access, is a challenge interrupted or interfered with our data collection. The time required for community-based participatory research is intense. This is a 3-year funding mechanism, so we're quite proud of the outcomes we achieved, and we were happy to access further funding to test this approach to increasing organ and tissue donation as a within the broad umbrella of comprehensive diabetes prevention and control for American Indian tribes. Our work informed us that we had better outcomes in the reservation where our outreach coordinator was a tribal member. The outcomes were not as good in the reservations where she was not a member. We also anecdotally recognized that younger people were more ready to make a decision to become an organ and tissue donor. So the current study that was funded by HRSA, we're looking at a younger population, multi-state Northern Plains and mountain tribes in tribal college students, testing a way to increase donor intent in that population. Thank you.